I'm here with Justin Hodges. He's the director of the Career Internship Services Office, and he's also the devotional speaker today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure. I grew up in Utah, but my family has deep roots in eastern Idaho. Both my mother and father's families originated from eastern Idaho, and my father's actually from Teton. And so I always kind of wanted to return to eastern Idaho. I loved it here when we would visit as kids. My career, I've been in sales and primarily with software companies, but I did come to the university in 2005. Was hired on as an internship coordinator for the College of Physical Sciences and Engineering back in 2005. So I've been here a little over 13 years and love the university, love the students who attend here, and love the work I'm doing. We're involved in a lot of different things on campus, but I get to work with students, I get to work with faculty and administrators at the university, but also with employers that want to come and recruit BYU-Idaho students. And so there's a lot of diversity to my job, and I love that.
So your talk, your devotional address, then you are talking a lot about becoming like mighty oaks, you know, while we're here. And so in what way, you kind of are in a special position, in what way are you helping students achieve that?
Yeah, excellent. Good question. So we focus on, our office focus on internships, and nearly every student on campus is required to complete an internship prior to graduation. And so every student at one point or another will need to come through our office for that internship approval and registration. And so that's a big piece. We also are involved in the professional and career development of those students. In fact, the motto for our office is developing professionally prepared students. And so we do that through resume reviews, practice interviews, career workshops that we invite students to attend, networking seminars and LinkedIn, but then also inviting employers to come to campus to recruit our students and provide internship and full-time job opportunities for them.
What's something common maybe that feedback that you get from these employers that come in?
Well, I would say nearly all of them love our students. They love their integrity. They love their work ethic. They love their humility. And they love their willingness to do and try new things and to be teachable. And so we really, you know, we get a lot of employers here that maybe you wouldn't think would come to BYU-Idaho to recruit, but they do because they notice something different in our students than they get from other universities.
Do you get very much of a chance to, since you're kind of like over the internship and career services, do you get much of a chance to interact with students?
Well, honestly, not as much as I used to. I still do classroom visits as much as I can, and I do teach one of the career workshops. But that, honestly, is most of my interaction with students. Most of what I do in the day is administrative work and making sure we're fulfilling the mission of the university and providing services that these students, that will be of benefit to the students.
Right. So then with your devotional address, how did you come up, or why did you decide to speak on this topic, I guess?
Yeah, great question. So I love the history of the university, and I love Jacob Spori's quote. In fact, we use his prophecy, his quote, in our office quite a bit, and it's prominent throughout our office. And so, you know, we try to instill in the students that knowledge that they can become mighty oaks and that they can fulfill that prophecy, but it just doesn't happen organically. They need to take steps. There's a process. There's things that they should be doing, skills they should be gaining and developing and growing while they're a student here at BYU-Idaho. And so that was kind of the basis of my talk. I wanted to help students understand the history of the university, understand the meaning of Jacob Spohrey's statement, and then help them realize that they can do it. They can fulfill this prophecy, but there's actions, there's steps, there's things they need to do. So that was kind of the basis of my remarks and where I hope to go today.
And what exactly is that prophecy again?
The prophecy is, Jacob Spohrey stated, that the seeds we are planting today will grow and become mighty oaks, and their branches will spread all over the earth.
So when I was going through your talk, something I noticed is that, and you kind of mentioned it here too, like sometimes we're almost too humble, mm-hmm. you know, as students.
Yes.
And so what would you say is a good way to kind of get out of that mindset and say, I am, you know, the one you're looking for the job?
Yeah, and that's great too, because we are. I think all of us, or most of us at least, naturally are not self-promoters. And we find that very hard to do, to promote ourselves, especially to others. But when it comes time to find an internship, to find a job, we need to be able to do that. But we don't do it in a way that's bragging or anything like that. But what we need to be able to do is look at that employer, look at the position that they're hiring for, and what are the skills, experience, and knowledge that they need to fulfill or to get that job done. And then as a student, you need to be able to go into that interview setting and be able to articulate and demonstrate to that employer how your skills and experience are a perfect match for that position or that job that they need to be done. And then you can do that by showing how you've added value in past experiences you've had, past projects, past volunteer experiences, internships that you've done, things like that. So we don't approach it in this is me and how wonderful I am, but this is what I've done and accomplished. This is how it applies to the job that you need done, and this is how I can add value. And so that's how we need to approach those. But it's hard, and it takes practice.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why people would think that, but, you know, I think it also helps to think of it as, like you said, it's your experiences, you mm-hmm. know. You don't have to make it sound like you were the best at everything, no. But if you did something, then you did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is the most important thing for a student looking for an internship or a future career?
Wow, most important? That's so
top five.
Yeah,
top.
I would say right off the bat, they need to start early. Too many times students wait until the last minute, and then they struggle to find something because they haven't done any planning. They haven't networked with employers. They really don't have a sense of where they want to go or what they want to do, so they're willing to take just anything. And so I would encourage students, start early. Start thinking about where you want to go, what you want to do, where is this degree leading to you? What skills and abilities do you have, and how do those apply to the workplace? Start thinking, planning, organizing their lives and their classes around that internship or career that they want to someday have. Because you really just can't afford to wait till the last minute and hope things turn out. There's planning, organizing that needs to be done all along the way.
I would definitely agree with that, just, mm-hmm. you know, for my own internship and career searching.
Great.
So I thought it was interesting. You also recommend, like, students try and find maybe 2 or 3 or even 4 internships. Do you know very many students who have completed maybe like 4 internships? That just seems like so many.
Yeah, no, not very many do, unfortunately. But yeah, I would love to see a student do an internship every off-track semester. And there's lots of reasons why, but some of them are just to figure out, am I in the right major? Or is this the right career path for me? Also, most of our majors are very broad and can take us in a lot of different directions. So how do we know exactly where we want to be and where we fit in unless we've gone out and tried it out a little bit? And so that's why I encourage students to do more than one, is so that they can go out and try out different aspects of their discipline and see which one do they like, which one maybe do they not like. I would much rather have them figure that out while they're in college and then take classes to help them strengthen their skills and abilities in certain areas rather than graduating, going out into the workplace and getting a year or two into a job and deciding, oh, I really don't enjoy this. You know, it's harder to course correct at that point than it is right now in college. And then the networking opportunities with an internship, just the opportunity to be able to rub shoulders and work alongside professionals in those that field that can really become advocates for that student and really help them along the way. So
that's true. Like just from the internships that I've done, like I really enjoyed working with the people, but I found out I don't think I want to do that the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it was good to find that out early.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this might be good. And then I was in the field. I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Like you said, you don't know it until you try it.
Mm-hmm.
So then speaking of finding a career, then how did you find yours? How did you end up here?
Well, yeah, that's great. So I was working in Utah for a software company in Utah at the time. My wife is from Billings, Montana, and when we would drive up when the kids were young, we would always stop in Rexburg because there were some friends and relatives here in Rexburg that we would stay with. It was a good halfway point for us. And on one of those trips up to Montana, we were visiting a friend, and I told him that I may start looking for a different job, and he said, well, you ought to try BYU-Idaho. And so when I got home, I did. I looked on the website, and he had told me about a particular position that he knew was open. And so I actually did apply for that position. But then the human resource office called me and said, hey, we're going to open up this internship position here in another week or two. And your resume actually matches that better than the position that you applied for. Would you be interested? And I said, yes, let's try it. And the rest is history. Here I am. So, yeah, and we've loved it. We love it here, love the university, the students, everything. It's been great.
Well, I'm sure we're all glad you're here.
Well, thank you.